This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of the USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And she said, degreed environmental scientist. David is on the air with us in California. Welcome, David.
Hi, thanks, Vincent. And, I heard you talking about those spy cameras there. It's funny, yeah. I work at the convention center, and we had a big computer security show one year. And as the show was being taken apart, I was supposed to take apart the booth that was immediately by the front door of the convention center. And I'm taking apart the front counter there, and all of a sudden this guy comes rushing up to me and says, wait, I got to do something here real quick. And he reaches up, and he has a spy camera that is aimed at the front door. And so this show is filled with spies, basically. They're coming there to pick up on the new, you know, technology and hack software and whatnot. And he was able to photograph all of the different people coming in the front door. So all of the spies had their photographs taken. And, so it was kind of a crack up along those lines. But, I was interested in the, as you may know, the government shutdown is pending. The Republicans are still planning on shutting down government. And there are a whole lot of aspects of our lives that are going to be ripped apart if the government is shut down. And, you just think about going down to the gas station and you think you're getting a real gallon of gas. But they may be shaving, you know, an eighth of a pint out of every gallon because the weights and standards guys are laid off during the government shutdown. Last time they did one of these government shutdowns, they did midnight dumping of hazardous wastes all over America was going on because the EPA wasn't on duty to monitor where hazardous wastes were going. Bank examiners were laid off. And so imagine the fraud that was going on with the government shutdown. So, you know, I've said before, the Republican Party is organized crime. They are intending to fire all of the police of the banks, the police of the polluters, the police of the weights and standards. There are so many categories that are going to be ripped apart, and so USA better get prepared. And frankly, I'm boycotting Christmas this year because I know that a lot of people are going to be broke. They're planning on doing this government shutdown in the middle of January, early February, when everybody's bills are coming due for Christmas. So save your money for Christmas because these old boys are going to try to foreclose on your house when you can't pay your mortgage.
David, what you said is very important, and that's one of the things I was going to mention today, and that is Christmas. And Christmas is allegedly the birth of, December 25th, allegedly the birth of Jesus Christ, but nobody really knows that for sure. So it's a made-up day, as far as I can tell. And what parents all over the world have been convinced into doing is lying to their children about Santa Claus. Santa Claus is not real. It's not real. Nobody's coming down your chimney to deliver presents. So we have been lying to our children, which is an absolute outrage. So how do children actually believe their parents? And then what happens when the children finally find out that there's no such thing as Santa Claus? It's all made up. It's gut-wrenching. It is heartbreaking. So in my world, did I do it? Yeah, I did do it. I was conned like everybody else, but not anymore. Christmas to me is it's a nice time to spend with family. It's a nice time to reflect. It's a nice time to think about our Lord. That's all good. However, buying presents that nobody needs with money people don't have is beyond dumb. No need to do it. If someone needs socks, that's fine. If you can afford to buy that person socks, buy them socks. But it doesn't have to be on a special day. Buy them when they need them, when you can buy them on sale, when they're a good value. So I am, in terms of boycotting Christmas, I can't. Gosh, I'm, you know, not everybody appreciates my view on this, but I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm boycotting Christmas.
Yeah, well, it's funny you mention that because people have done studies of when the taxes were being raised in Bethlehem, and that was most likely in what we consider March. And so if Jesus was born in Bethlehem at that time, then it was in March. And Christmas is actually closer to the equinox, the solstice. And the solstice, you know, is when the days start getting longer. The nights stop getting longer and the days stop getting shorter and the nights stop getting longer. And so that holiday is called Yalda, and it'll come, on the 22nd, I guess, of this year. And so Christmas is basically taking over the holiday of Yalda, and it's always been that way. And it's, it was the Christmas holidays was when people finally decided that they figured out that they were going to stop shivering so darn much and be able to lay in the sun for just that much more every day. And the history of Jesus's birth, the tax day was probably in March, or what they called March back then.
There's an article on the internet, it's dailymail.co.uk, quote, "Dear Jane, I refuse to lie to my children," well, I say kids, children about Santa, "and never buy them gifts at Christmas. My family says I'm evil and I just want my children to grow up. My family says I'm evil, but I just want my children to grow up in the real world," end quote. I am in total agreement with that. Children need to grow up in the real world. I think, if you look at it, Disney is fantasy, right? Santa Claus is fantasy. And I think marketeers have pushed and pushed and pushed people to buy and spend money they don't have. You know, people actually take out loans to buy Christmas presents. That's beyond dumb, right?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's an obligation, as if it's that you're a bad parent. But I pretty much agree with you. And the only thing I disagree with you on, my dad had premature white hair. By the time he was 30, his hair was totally white. And by the time he was about 50, his second wife was a former nun, and she worked with the school district in St. Louis. And she got him set up to be Santa Claus. So for 25 years, my dad had a full beard and wireframe glasses and was Santa Claus. So you are speaking to the son of Santa.
Yeah, but you've got to realize that there are a whole bunch of children that might have sat on his lap when he was doing this that have later learned
it. 300 in one day.
It was a fraud. Yeah, and where did he do this? Did it have anything to do with marketing? Did it have anything to do with sitting in a mall? Did, you know, outside stores?
No, he did charity hospitals. He did. He did the school district. He'd go down to the the first. I videotaped him one day. It was. It was a torment because he had 300 kids that sat on his lap in one day. You know, they just filed in and they'd pull his beard and wiggle his ears and whatnot. He was crippled by the end of the day.
So did they sit on his lap and did he say, "Oh, so Johnny, what would you like for Christmas?" And then Did Johnny say, "Oh, I'd like a toy truck instead of trains"? And then did your father have to actually lie and say, "Well, let's see, you know, I'll check and see what Santa's got, and maybe I'll bring it"? Or, "No problem, you know, we'll make sure you get that."
Well, I can't. I agree with your sentiment about that. You know, if they didn't get it, they said, "Well, I'd say he told me." My dad was a pretty honest guy, and he would basically, I won't say fudge, but he would say, "Well, we'll see about that. We'll see about that." Yeah, you know, he tried to kind of lean on the ethics about, you know, being good and, "Have you helped your mom?" and, you know, things like that. You know, he kind of steered.
And that's all good things. So yeah. If a child's going to sit on somebody's lap, you got to be really careful today because there are a bunch, and I'm not saying your dad was like this, but you know, a bunch of weirdos out there. But you know, it's an opportunity to maybe sit around in a classroom and say, you know, there are important things that we can do. You know, we can be kind to each other. We can help each other. And, you know, you can clean up your room and you can help your mom vacuum and, you know, help your dad, you know, work on the car. And there are a whole bunch of things that we can all do. And, you know, it's great if, you know, we won't be going to school during the Christmas vacation. So great time for you to spend time with your family.
Sure.
I mean, Santa's, yeah, but if there is such a thing,
though,
do that.
This year is going to be a difficult one. If they do the government shutdown, count on the scoundrels having a field day with it. The, you know, the police of the polluters, the police of the banks, the police of the, you know, the various aspects of the small parts of government that you don't really think about. Weights and standards. You know, somebody could be shaving the amount of gasoline you're getting. You think you're getting a real deal, and you're not.
Yeah, a thumb on the scale. That's what we're talking about. And as Rich Sheehan would say, I'm paraphrasing, you know, so if you see something that's going on wrong, you need to make sure that other people know about it. You need to make sure that we take action. But then again, you don't want to get in the way of a mob that'll mow you down and kill you. People.
Well, yeah,
David, you're in California.
Actually, sure. Go ahead.
Have you seen the melting down of society? Are you seeing this in California as well, where you are?
You know, there's you know, so much talk about you know, say San Francisco turds in the street and all of this sort of thing.
Yeah.
That's actually, you know, I've been to a whole bunch of really destitute cities. East St. Louis, for example, when I was a kid, they had potholes that were 2 feet deep. And the worst slum in San Francisco is basically the most middle class part of St. Louis County. You know, we have a different standard of living. Now, I'm not saying that there aren't parts of California that are wrecks, but when the neocons try to decimate us, they're laughable. There is a problem with turds in the street in San Francisco, but that has to do with a former mayor, a former police chief, Frank Jordan specifically. We had, I think it was 209 different public toilets. They were at the beach. They were in the parks. They were at the end of bus lines, all sorts of different things. And we get 2 million tourists a year, and they need someplace to go. And this mayor shut down those toilets and then hired a privatized company to put in pay toilets. And the courts found that pay toilets were illegal because they took a normal
bodily
just
reduced
function.
Their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, I know you have a full syllabus today. Do you have any comments to make to David before we continue with your syllabus?
Yeah, this is it. I always said to my kid, my children, my two sons, I said, listen, Santa Claus is a guy dressed up in a red suit. He's an ordinary guy, and it comes from a very old Christian story, and I told them the story about St. Nicholas. And I said, but the Santa Claus that you see in the shopping center is just a guy in a red suit. He's not anybody special. It's just something that people do to remind themselves of St. Nicholas and that we should be generous to each other and how generous that that Jesus was for coming to this earth and giving himself to us. And I said, and I said, well, where do the presents come from, Mum? And I said, Mum buys them. Mum buys them, Mum wraps them up, Mum puts them under the Christmas tree. And that's how I dealt with it.
Mm-hmm.
And
I agree.
I said, if anybody says this and that about Santa Claus or any of your little friends, you know, at school and all of that, they say, you know, just know that your mum's telling you the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And
good for you.
That's what I used to say when my children were little boys. And I was actually on the phone to my son Theo, or, you know, my son, and one of my sons. And I said, I do this each year. I said, first, what do you want for Christmas? And we had about a half-hour conversation discussing the various present opportunities for him. And then I'll say, well, what would you like for Christmas, Mum? And I go, and then we have a discussion of what I might like for Christmas. And that is, but in a day or so's time, I'll do that with my other son. I'll get on the phone to him and I'll say, listen, son, what do you want for Christmas? And then he'll sit and have a think, or we'll have about a half-hour conversation. And then, like I say, and he'll say, well, what do you want for Christmas, Mum? And I'll say, oh, blah, 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 whatever I want for Christmas. That's how we dealt with it. That's how I dealt with it, because I always thought that it was rather deceitful, you know, for parents to lead their children on about Santa Claus, and that it could lead to doubts with relation to the existence of God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because the children might get to thinking, well, if Mum and Dad or Mum has lied to me about Santa Claus, does that mean they've also lied to me about God?
Right. And that's what happens in court.
No, God's
and that's
real.
That's what happens in court. The attorney for the other side says, have you ever told a lie? Yeah. Well, then how can we believe you now? I mean, so you've got a very good point. David, I want to thank you for calling in and sharing with us your wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, my pleasure.
And one last thing, David.
To well stated, yeah.
There's a piece on the internet right now, and it's a video of illegal street takeover. They call it in Indianapolis, Indiana, and I've been there. 500 cars show up from, you know, places like Massachusetts and New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Vermont, to say a few. They show up in Indianapolis. They go to a parking lot, a large parking lot, and they do donuts and peel out and do reckless things and hang out the windows while they're going round and round and round. So when I say we're descending into chaos, that kind of stuff, these takeovers of stores and malls and 7-Elevens and convenience stores, it's happening more and more and more and more. And that's what I mean. David, thank you so much for calling.
Sure. Yeah, that was happening a couple of years ago, but people aren't wasting their gas on those anymore.
Yeah, they are in Indianapolis. Thank you so much, David.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
U.S. USA News Update. U.S. officials confirming that two missiles were fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen toward a commercial tanker vessel in the Red Sea. Those projectiles did miss the ship. The White House hosting nearly 100 lawmakers from around the country today to work on how their states can try to reduce gun violence. With just over a month until the crucial Iowa caucuses, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis taking part in a CNN town hall meeting in Iowa last night, launching a string of attacks against former President Donald Trump. CNN hosts Vivek Ramaswamy tonight. President Biden urging Congress to approve his Ukraine funding request before the holiday recess. He made that appeal in the Oval Office yesterday while alongside Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the TV for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us. Gwyneth. I just have one last comment about presence. And I take very seriously the things that you say in class. I really do. I take copious notes. And I bought a present for Bam, our son. And I don't think presents have to be brand new. I think they should be made with intention, deliberately, value, and usability and usefulness, durability. Those are some of the things that go into my decisions to buy things, whether they're for me, the family, or as a gift. And you mentioned a book by Mrs. Beeton, B-E-E-T-O-N. And I found on the internet a book, Mrs. Beeton's Book of Household Management. Now, this is you can spend several hundred dollars on this book. It's over 1,100 pages. 1,100 pages. And so I found a first edition facsimile, hardcover. This is almost like a library binding. It's a top quality book. And on the inside, the first page is handwritten, Merry Christmas, John and Al. I guess maybe that would be a woman's first name, Al. Much love, Bob. 1971. So that's what it says. So somebody bought this as a Christmas present for John and Al. Bob was the person who gave the gift. This is a spectacular book. I suggest you find one, if you like reading. And it has it's about cookery, it's about recipes, it's about how to do things. It's all here. And it was originally written in the 1800s, late 1800s. Well, sort of late 1800s. And this is a facsimile. I didn't want to get the abridged version. Abridged means shortened. I don't want the abridged version. I want, the real one. And that's what I bought. So, Gwyneth, I pay attention in class. It's a fabulous book, and I'm going to give it to our son because I think it's got so much information in such a small package. It's incredible. And Mrs. Beeton also wrote a book called Mrs. Beeton's Cookery, I believe it's called. And it's another great book, right?
Well, could you know, I'll read it for enjoy. But my it's a reprint, but it's an excellent book, and it's a full reprint, including with advertisements, and the advertisements are quite educational too. You know, they actually used to tell you stuff about the products that they had back in the day. And some of these products, they have modern equivalents, and I wish that modern advertisements were that detailed. Not just, come on, buy. I'd like to move into just the practical side of things. My tree sift spiral, if you don't mind, Vincent, because we are right on the cusp, I believe, of a monumental systemic collapse. And it's like, I know I've been saying this for a while, but it's like that Wile E. Coyote moment in the Roadrunner movie, where Wile E. Coyote goes off the side of the cliff chasing the roadrunner, and he's sort of suspended in midair, and he doesn't realize yet that he's off the side of the cliff, but he's off the side of the cliff. He's going to fall, and there's no getting away from it. That's where we are. And, I'll be saying, yeah, the Wile E. Coyote moment, and nobody has to explain to anybody what that means anymore because we all understand. Now, there's something that everybody needs to do, and that is that they need to find a local pumpkin grower, and they need to buy some pumpkins off of their local pumpkin grower, because probably pumpkins are going to be pretty inexpensive at the moment because we've just gone past the Great American Pumpkin Festival. And if the pumpkin farmers have any pumpkins to spare, they're going to be wanting to move them on. Is that right, Vincent? Isn't that how it goes in America?
Yeah. And there's something else that goes on here in America, and that is pumpkin patches. So farmers have figured out, oh, man, it's so expensive raising cows, and there's so little return. Let's just raise pumpkins. And so they, what they do is they have a pumpkin patch, they put up a sign, and they have like a wagon, they put some hay on the wagon, and they pull a wagon around with a tractor, and they have cornhole games, and they have those kinds of things. And people just love it, and they buy the pumpkins, and they have magic markers, and they write on the, decorate the pumpkins. And so the farmers are making more money selling pumpkins than they would pretty much doing anything else with their land. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, that's right. But now is the time to buy your year's supply of pumpkins. So don't just go to the pumpkin patch and buy one or two pumpkins. Go there and stock up. Buy, depending on the size of your family and your pumpkin consumption, buy your year's supply of pumpkins all at once. And when you cut up, because pumpkins keep for a long time, and select your pumpkins carefully. Make sure that there's ones with no soft spots, no marks, no breaks in the skin, whatever. And pumpkins will keep on a nice hard skin. And those pumpkins will keep for almost until the next pumpkin harvest. And what you need to do is when you cut your pumpkin open to make your pumpkin soup or roast pumpkin or however it is that you have pumpkin pie or whatever, even pumpkin cake. Pumpkins are so yummy. But what you need to do is when you scoop out the seeds, you need to put them on a paper towel and you need to put the paper towel on a plate and so that the seeds chance to dry. And you need, or you can even just put them on a plate and just stir them a couple of times a day. And that'll work as well. And what that does is it dries out the seeds. And you might get 200 seeds out of a pumpkin. And what you can do, when the springtime comes and when the soil thaws out, is you can go down to your local horse stables, racetrack or whatever. You go down there with some bags, or if you have your own horse, that's even better. I have my own horse. And you can fill up your boot, your trunk of your car, or your tray with horse manure, and or cattle farmer. Even if there's God forbid if there's a CAFO around where you are, go and ask the CAFO guy if you can help to clean out one of those CAFO lots on the condition that you get to take some of the manure home. God forbid, I hate CAFOs, but the manure from a CAFO will still grow pumpkins. That's the intensive feeding farms. And maybe they'll say yes or they'll say no, I don't know, but it's worth an ask. And you take the manure home and you compost it in a big pile, and you use that manure, that horse manure or that cow manure, for growing your pumpkins in. That's how you do it. And you get, you go to your nursery and you ask for some forestry tubes. And these are trays of tubes, and they're all cast into the one tray. And they're like about an inch round and about 4 inches long. And they're cast into one piece. There's a whole tray of them. And you fill that tray with the compost and you plant the pumpkin seeds in them and you keep them inside. And that's how you start your pumpkin seeds. And then you go to your supermarket and you buy a bag of your favorite variety of beans, that's hard dry beans, Okay, not the Camerati, the hard dry beans. Whatever dry beans you like. At the moment, I like bolotti beans. So in the supermarket, I bought about a pound of bolotti beans, 500 grams here in Australia, but, you know, whatever, approximately. And you bought maybe 1,000 or more beans in a pound of beans, dried beans from the supermarket. And you plant two pumpkin seeds and a bean seed, and then you go to the, I don't know how it is with GMO in America. We don't have GMO here in Australia. But what you can do is you can get some, you can go to, I don't know, maybe your Indian reservation and ask for some native corn varieties. So it'd explain that you want to start growing them. Get some heritage corn, maize, or sorghum, depending on your climate. And you put one corn and one bean and two pumpkins in each tube, which is being filled with compost. This is when springtime comes. Probably about, about 2 or 3 weeks before the last frost. This is what you do. And they will sprout, or maybe 4 weeks before your last frost, and they will sprout. And then you take them out when you've been composting. You start your compost now so that it composts all winter. So you go to the racetrack, or you go to the caper, or you go to the cow farm and offer to help clean out the cow's paddock. And, you know, and make a number of trips. Do a good job of cleaning that cow paddock. Don't leave any behind. And I'm sure the cow farmer will really appreciate your help. And be respectful to his animals, you know. And if he tells you not to go in a certain paddock, then don't go there because that's where the bull's going.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going into our last segment right after a few short commercial announcements. And Gwyneth, do you have a recipe for pumpkin seeds?
You know, pumpkin seeds.
Don't throw them away.
I grow them.
Yeah, you know, if you want to eat.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last segment, Gwyneth. Gwyneth, do you also save the seeds and, you know, boil them in some water? You know, of course, rinse them out. Boil them in some water with some salt, and then dry them and eat them later on?
I haven't done that yet. I have some dried pepitos from the store. Mm-hmm. I tried germinating them, and it didn't really work. Mm-hmm. But I know that they are a very healthful and beneficial food. But, yeah, I would like to just quickly, before the broadcast finishes, just describe how to make the pumpkin bed. And that is, you get an oil drum, okay? So 44-gallon oil drum. And you put it in the middle of the place where you want to put your pumpkin patch, okay? You tie a rope around the oil drum pretty tight, and then you stretch it out, and you tie a sharp stick onto the other end of the rope. And then you dig a line into the soil, and you walk around holding that string tight all the way around. Hang on a minute. Just wait. Whoa.
Okay, and what she's describing is you're going to be making a spiral with the center being that oil drum. Now, she's not talking about
I just had to pull my fire down. It was getting too hot.
I just mentioned you're creating.
That's how you make the spiral. And then you dig a trench 1 foot deep by 1 foot wide all the way around where you've marked that line. Okay, you remove the oil drum, you remove the rope. And what you have is you have a spiral trench, a spiral-shaped trench. You fill that spiral-shaped trench with your composted manure. And there's your pumpkin patch. And I've got two of these spirals that I built one and in the process of building the second one. The first one had 28 linear feet of pumpkins and corn and sorghum. I could have done maize, but I did sorghum. In a radius of about 2.5 or 3 meters. So it's six meters across. And in that 6 meter circle, I've got 28 linear feet of pumpkins. With a pumpkin planted, pumpkin bean and sorghum plug planted every foot. So that's 28 plugs, 28 pumpkins, beans, sorghum, cubes in a 6 meter diameter circle. And the other one is about 4 meters, so you add an extra meter on, and that one's got, oh my gosh, how much? About 80 linear feet of trench. Yeah, filled with horse manure and planted once again. Beans, corns, pumpkin. Except beans, sorghum, pumpkin in my case. That's 80 pumpkin plants. And they will scramble and they will fight and they will be completely overgrown within about 3 months. And they will just produce pumpkins after pumpkins after pumpkins. And then when it comes near to the end of the pumpkin season, you know, I've got bananas that I'm busy cultivating elsewhere on my land, and they will produce banana pups. And my long-term plan is to have these pumpkin circles in the long run to be converted to banana circles and to have the pumpkins and the beans and the sorghum as an understory next year as well, but in the shade of the bananas. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, and what happens is for the outside area of a circle, you have the most space on the inside. And it's a great way to go. It really is class. And so look up pumpkin seeds, and you'll be able to find great recipes for them, and you can eat the seeds. But once you heat them in the oven and dry them out, you will not be able to grow them. Gwyneth, that's another great class that you've taught. Thank you so much for being with us. And we'll see you next week, same time, same station. Class, Tesla's...
Have a great day, weren't you?
Tesla's recalling a couple million cars. Seem to have problems with the autopilot. And I want to thank John Hall. He's on BitChute. He defends USA Prepares on the Ron Gibson channel. Thank you, Ron Gibson and John Hall. Thank you.
The Evo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.